Good morning. Today is April 17th, Zayin Iyar. We're holding in Simen Tov Nun Tes. It's page 110 in the Dirshu. And we're holding by the Ramah. The topic of discussion is the place and how to bake the matzahs, lishus the matzahs, kneading the matzah. So one concern we have is that we don't want to do this in a place where it's in contact of direct sunlight, or in a place where it's too hot. And the reason for that is because the dough will become chametzik faster. And this concept of the 18 minutes, we'll see how and when does that apply. So let's see the Ramah now. The Ramah is commenting on the words of the Mechaber that says that if it's a cloudy day, the sun is shining, the sun is behind the clouds, and then the whole area is hot. Al kain, nagu lizar milalush neged hachaloyin. We're careful not to need neged hachaloyin, hapesuach, open near the open window. Ba'afilu ein shom shemesh, even if there's no sun there. Why should we not need the dough opposite the open window, even if there's no sun? Shema, says the Ramah, maybe it'll be a cloudy day, and you won't realize, and it's a hotter temperature, and it'll cause the dough to rise faster. So too, when one is baking outside, they should make sure they cover the water or the flour, whatever they'll be using to make this the matzah, so it doesn't also come in contact with the heat of the sun. The Mechaber concludes, Leiskarev lolush eitz atanur v'nechay matanur. Don't bring the dough near the oven if you're kneading it there, because we know the temperature of the oven is hot. So if you come close with the dough, it also will cause it to rise faster. Only bring the dough close to the oven when you want to put it directly in the oven. It says now, back in the previous page, in the Ramah, actually, the truth is, there's no Mishnah Berurah on that. So we will continue with the Ramah Sifkat and Hay. Sifkat and Hay in the Mishnah Berurah, rather. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Hay, it's number 5, Afilo ein shom shemesh, even if there is no sun. Kegoin shachaloin pesuach lemizroch, the window is open to the east. V'hulosh achar chatzois, and he is kneading after chatzois when there's no concern of the sun. Nonetheless, he still says, don't knead the dough opposite the window. Shekevar sov hacham ladorim, the sun already went to the south. Imkein mishum ein loshim demokam eshemesh ein kan. We do not be concerned about kneading the dough in front of the sun. Filo hachi, nonetheless, still yesh lizar mishum shema is anin harakia pisoim v'leya gishu v'yoyim de'eva kulo shimsha. What's he saying? What's the reason why we should not knead it near the window, even if the sun is not shining there? Because it could be, and this happens sometimes. You know how you're outside, it's a beautiful day. All of a sudden, before you know it, it becomes very dark. The clouds come. He's saying that a person might not realize he'll be kneading near the window, and all of a sudden become a cloudy day. So what's wrong with becoming a cloudy day? Because we said, it sounds counterintuitive, but when it's a cloudy day, the sun is there, and it's hiding behind the clouds, and it's giving this hot temperature that can affect the dough. She's asking a question now that one is permitted to knead outside al kopanim b'tzel in the shade. We're not concerned that all of a sudden a person is kneading in the shade, and before you know it, becomes a cloudy day. So I want to make sure it's clear what the cloudy day issue is about. The Mechaber told us, it comes from the Gemara, the sun hides behind the cloud. Say it like that. That being the case, if it's a cloudy day, it's not a good time to be baking outside, because then that heat, that temperature, can affect the dough. Therefore, yes?
How can
Yeah. Therefore, don't bake near the window. Because it could be you won't realize you're in the middle of baking and all of a sudden it becomes cloudy suddenly and you'll have problems with that temperature.
There's so many variables of cloudy, sunny, and so on.
How do you...
Is there any aids to bake at night?
Oh, so we'll see. We'll see. Yes. Yeah, yes, that's true. So the question is now that I'm permitted to bake my matzahs underneath, outside, underneath the shade. So how come I'm not concerned? Maybe all of a sudden, out of the blue, it'll become cloudy when I'm outside. Why is that not a concern? So let's read the words again. Even though outside a person is permitted to knead his matzah in the shade, we're not concerned that it might become cloudy. Shiny b'chutz the yargish take it because yevoy anonim iskasa shemesh. Mashenke mabayis ein margishin kol kach. He says very simple solution, very simple answer to the question. The question was, how come I'm permitted to knead outside? Maybe it'll become cloudy right away and I won't realize. So he says, no, when you're outside, you do realize. When you're inside, you don't realize it. As soon as you're outside and all of a sudden you notice it's darker. But when you're inside, you have the, at least nowadays, at least we have the lights on. You don't realize it as much.
You would think that
the Mishnah Berurah continues in Sivkat Vav. V'chein yesh li zoher milahoylich hamatzah. When you bring the matzah, meaning the underneath the dough, underneath the cloudy part, it should not be opened. Ratzalay mekimoy da asu b'gemara lalush b'mokam hashemesh oy b'yomi de'eva. Just like the Gemara said, it's forbidden to knead the dough under the sun directly or in the cloudy day. Don't bring the water and the flour underneath the sun, the rays of the sun. Because the heat of the sun warms up the water or the flour. Don't keep it megulas if kan zayin ela yichasene b'mapa, cover it up. He tells us, however, ve'ein laniach mapa achas pa'amim harbe. Don't use the same cloth many times. The shema nidbak ba batzek nischamitz, because maybe you have some dough and it gets stuck to the towel and becomes chamistik. You know, like when the women when they make the dough, or if you make the dough, it's all the same. What they do is they cover it up. Then the dough rises. Then you take off the towel. What's on the towel? You have some pieces of dough on it. So you don't want to use that same towel, the same cloth, many times, because then you have pieces of possible chametz there. Or you cover up the kemach as well. Perush imasakin pesuchin lamaylo. If the bags are open from top, make sure you close them up as well. Then we said in the Mechaber, in the Ramah, in the Mechaber, right, not to bring the dough that you're baking for the matzah too close to the oven. And Sifkan Tess, he tells us, Hainu pi hataner. Don't bring it to the front of the oven when you open up the oven. However, the sides of behind the oven is not a concern. She'ein ha'choyim godol sham, because the temperature is not so hot on the sides or the behind the oven. V'achreinim ha'erichu b'zeh maskenosim hukein. The Achreinim have a lengthy discussion on this topic, and they say as follows. The betanu shel beis ha'choyrif, they used to have, as we discussed in the past, an oven which was used specifically for heating up the house. It wasn't used for cooking necessarily. That was their heating element. So that's what a tanur shall base a chayrif, an oven for the winter. Such an oven, when you heat it up, the whole room gets hot. In such a case, also lalush b'chol acheder, you cannot bake in the whole entire room. The whole room is hot. Elot sarich shaloi lahasik boy klal b'yoyim halisha. You have to make sure you don't heat up the oven on the day that you bake your matzahs. Then hisik oisoi, what happens if you did turn on the oven to warm up the house? Yiftach adelos, open the doors, v'achaloinus and the windows, ad sheyetzi hachoyim. Make sure you open up the windows and the doors until the temperature goes out according to your estimation, that's the regular temperature now, and then you go ahead and bake your matzahs. Huadin bestamtan or soto by a regular oven. Raksha oifin boy, kol hayoim. Umaitzi choim harbe, you bake with it a regular whole entire day, and it gives off a hot temperature. Bechol abayis in the whole entire house. Gamkein also lolush bechol oise abayis is also forbidden to knead in the whole entire house. Unless you open cross ventilation, get the hot temperature out of the house. We come welcome akol if you Indian. Everything's according to the situation in front of us. If it's a small room, and it's hot in the room, or if it's a large room, and the temperature of the room, the heat is not so great. So then we said, don't bring the dough too close to the heat of the oven. Or what happens if a person did, when he was not supposed to, he did knead the dough, the matzah, in front of the oven? It's as if he kneaded the dough in front of the sun. As the same halacha. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, it's a cliffhanger, we'll have to see in Sif Hei what the halacha is. If a person made his matzahs in front of the oven. Vida, we have to know the yesh shenichshol mezad. There are those who make a mistake with this. Kegoyin ha'oifin, those who bake sheyesh mehen shebishoy shehamatzos biyadom al hamakel lo hiridun l'tanur mekarvan oisah lefiat tanur heim shoyin umesiyashvin beizem makom hanicha b'tanur. He says there are sometimes people make a mistake. What's the mistake? They have the long stick. You have 3-4 matzahs on it. They're bringing it to the oven, and they take a coffee break. Not literally, but they're not putting it in the oven right away. They're getting distracted. Or he says even worse than this. They have conversations. How you doing? Obeinkach, and through the course of this time, they don't realize it. Of course, they're not doing it on purpose. The matzah starts to get hot because of the heat of the oven. For who is Sir Gomer Lefiyam of Orakan? According to everything we're saying here, it's 100% also to do something like that. As soon as the matzah is on the stick, it's not being worked anymore. Put it directly in the oven. Make sure also to switch the sticks that are being used to put on the matzah different times. Make sure you switch them. The Anurayin, because we see Bechush, Shemeschamimin Harbe Machmas Shahoyu Betaner, that they become hot, the sticks become hot. Because why? They're being placed in the oven. So when you put the same, the matzah and the next on the same stick, excuse me, so that's a hot stick already. So don't use that same stick right away. And because of this, you bring the temperature of this dough to a higher temperature. Because of our tremendous avers, people are making mistakes with such things like this. So let's just have a quick chazara in the main point of what we learned here in Sif Aleph, and that is as follows. We should not bake the matzah under direct contact of the rays of the sun. Yes, it sounds counterintuitive. I agree with you. We should not be baking the matzah under the clouds, because we're saying that the sun is behind it and it's warming it up. It's a little difficult to understand what that means. I agree with you. Then we said, practically speaking, we should also not take the dough and bring it close to the oven unless we are ready to put it directly in the oven. We should not hold it in front of us. All the details as well. Okay, let's continue to Sif Beis. Lo yanichu ha'isa b'loy esek v'afilu rega echad. A person has to be careful not to leave the dough unattended, which means that it's not being worked, even for a small moment. V'choz man shem is asking boy, afilu kol yoyim eina machmitz. If a person is working the dough the whole entire day, it will not become chalistic. A whole entire day, we don't have in our head 18 minutes. Where does 18 minutes come in the picture? We'll get to that. So the first halacha we're being told here by the Mechaber, that a person should not leave this dough unattended, which means don't leave it without being worked, and then it will not become chametz like even the whole entire day. Further, the Mechaber tells us, Mim hinichoy belo yesek shir mil havi chametz. The person leaves the dough when it's not being worked for a shear, what's called a meal. Don't get confused between a meal and a mill. Okay, we're not talking the food, talking the time, the amount of time. If a person leaves it for that amount of time, which we'll see how much that is in the next few words, a shear meal, how much a shear meal, have a revius, it's a quarter of a shah, the chelik mi esrim min a shah, and a portion mi esrim from 20 minutes from the shah. And the Mishnah Berurah tells us that's 18 minutes. So if a person leaves the dough in one spot, unattended, when there's no specific high temperatures around us, because we'll see, if it's a higher temperature, it can be less than 18 minutes that will cause it to be chametz stick. But normally, when you see in your matzahs that we saw a few weeks ago, it said, there's a matzahs made, halachlik kosher l'Pesach, 18-minute matzahs. What does it mean, 18-minute matzahs? That's what we're talking about. This din right here, this halacha, that it was not past 18 minutes. If it's past 18 minutes, it can become chametz stick. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Loi yanicho iso, one should not leave this dough unattended. After it was kneaded, after it was placed in the flour and water, before one started rolling it out, even though it did not become warm through the person's hands. Now, I just want to explain what that means. We'll see there's two issues here. When a person's hands are constantly moving the dough, then the dough will not become chametz stick. However, those same hands that are warm can cause that dough to become chametz stick faster as well. Because if he starts working it, and then he stops working it, it's possible now it's a higher temperature. So maybe even before 18 minutes, as we'll see in the next few sifim, sifkotin's over here, that it can be a problem. B'loy asik, sifkotin yud beis. The asik mikri, what does it mean asik? What does it mean have to be involved with this dough? Asik mikri, shalosh oisa, you need it, oy megalgala, be'etzuch haigavna, or you are rolling it with the rolling pin. Avaloy kimoy shi yesh noigin litchoik v'livoy ta'isa be'etz b'mokem echad. But to be involved with this dough does not mean what, like some people think, is that they have the dough and they take the rolling pin or they take their hand and they pound it in one spot. They might think that's considered to be working with the dough. That's not going to help. Because if I have my rolling pin hitting one part of it, it's not going to help the other part of the dough, which is not getting touched and pounded, of not becoming chametz stick. So just the pound it at one spot is not going to prevent it. You have to constantly be moving it.
I'm working the dough, and is there any concern your hands may perspire and moisture?
That's an interesting point. It definitely makes sense, and we'll see about that later on in regards to when the lady, when you always use the example of the lady, because that's just the deeper behavior, that's how the women are doing it, but men as well, when they would put water, we don't do it today anymore, they would put a little water on the matzah. They have a little bucket of water for that, another bucket of water to clean their hands off. So we'll discuss that, okay? Sif Kanyad Gimel, Vafilu Rega Echa, don't leave this dough unattended for one moment. Vafilu Einoi Oisek Bedover Achen. Rak Litzarchi Atanor, even if a person is not involved with anything else, he's only involved with the oven. Gam kein also lechatchilo, it's also to leave this dough unattended. It's sorich lahasik atana v'ligroi v'yisom mikoydim kidei shelo yiyet sorich laniyach hamatzes b'lo yisik. U'kidim v'vor le'el. L'kamei. We'll see at the end of this sif beis, basically like we just said, that when the person is going to place those matzes in the oven, now is not the time to take a look at the temperature, or to make sure the coals have been removed. Do all that before you bring your dough close to the oven. You don't want to bring the matzahs close to the oven, put it down, and start dealing, oh, I need another match, I need more charcoals, clean out the charcoals. Don't do that. Take care of that all beforehand, then put the matzah directly in. If you leave it around for 18 minutes, avichametz, afagav, and sifkon yudalid, afagav. It would be nice if sifkon yudalid was yudches, right? 18. Afagav delay nikur be shum simoni chimutz hamuvel kamei. We're going to learn that different signs to know something became chametz thick. There are cracks in the dough is whitish. Even though the dough does not show any signs of chametz, it's still, if it's sat for 18 minutes, it's chametz. Nothing to talk about. That's what the Mishmur is saying. Okay, Sifkon Tezvav. Having revealed Shav, who Yurches Minutin, Besach HaKol, it's a total of 18 minutes. A meal is 18 minutes. Now, before we see the next line and a half, I just want to explain to you what's going on. We know there's a salting process when one wants to extract the blood from the meat, called melicha. So in Yeradeya Simon Samach Tes, there's a question, how much time does the salt have to be remaining on the meat? And it discusses over there, it has to be there for a meal, a share of a meal. So one would think it's 18 minutes. So we're saying, we're about to read the words, it says it should be there for 23, 24 minutes. So it sounds a little different than what we're saying here. How do we reconcile that? We're being machmir. Machmir on both accounts. In regards to the case of the Malicha, there is a shear. There is those opinions that say that the salt should remain on the meat for a shear of 18 of a meal, which is 23, 24 minutes. The Chumra. So that's, therefore, if I have the salt staying on the meat for the longest time of that, what a meal is, that's a Chumra in regards to Malicha. It's also a Chumra in regards to Pesach, to say that a meal is 18 minutes. Why is that a chumrah? Because a shorter time is when it can become chametz thick. So it's also a chumrah in regards to the dough as well. So we're taking both, it's not a contradiction, we're taking the chumrah of how we can define a meal. Is it 18 minutes or is it 23, 24 minutes? Well, it depends what we're talking about. If it's Pesach, we want to be more strict, because we don't want it to become chametz thick. So within 18 minutes, it can become chametz. If it's melicha, it's 23 to 24 minutes. That's why we're more strict with that regard. We want to make sure we extract all the blood. Says now the last line over here. V'ayim v'bir halacha. U'dil'ina melicha d'shi'uroi hu gamkein k'dei shir hiluch mil. B'di'eber ein lohokil ela imkein shoch avdalachav gimel minut. Al kapanim. In regards to Malicha, b'diavad ein l'hakim, one should not be lenient, also the shear is a meal, unless one has it there for 24 or 23 minutes. And that, we just gave the explanation for it. U'lechatchilo shiuroi hu k'dei shiur shaw vein l'shanois, and we're saying that really, l'chatchilo, one should keep it there, the salt on the meat, for an hour. Mitzvah Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Sifkaden Tezayin.
So we're saying,